invigorate the soul, uplift the heart, and steer in the right direction. Ancient Tales of Wisdom on the SOH Radio Network.
Hello and welcome to Ancient Tales of Wisdom on the SOH Network. My name is Melina Chan and today I'll be sharing with you a tale titled A Bride for the River Spirit. Xi Meng Pao became the new magistrate of Ye County during the years of 476 to 221 BC. The lives of the people were important to him. He was always traveling from place to place to see how the people lived. This was how he soon discovered a very bad custom in Ye County. Each year, the rainy season would cause the river to overflow its banks, flooding the surrounding areas. This always caused a great loss of life and property, causing the people to be very fearful. Because of this, some evil-minded witches sought to take advantage of the situation and gathered some local elders and a few bad officials to use the people's fear to deceive them. The witches told everyone the floods could be avoided by giving the river spirit a bride. On hearing this, a great many families fled the area with their girls. They were terrified it would be their daughter thrown into the river to become the river spirit's wife. It just so happened that Xi Meng Pao arrived in Ye County for his inspection on the very day chosen by the witches, elders, and bad officials for the river spirit to take his bride. Xi Meng Pao moved among the crowds gathering on the river banks to get a good look at the proceedings. It was then he saw the chosen bride standing beside the river, shedding many tears that fell from her red and swollen eyes as she awaited her fate. Xi Meng Pao shook his head and said,
"This girl is not suitable. Tell the witch to tell the river spirit. Another girl will be found and sent to him."
Soon after, Pao's attendants seized the witch and threw her into the river's surging waters. Time passed and the witch did not reappear. And again, Xi Meng spoke.
"The witch has been gone a long time now. Some of her students, go and see what has happened."
As soon as he finished speaking, one after another, the witch's students were also thrown into the river. Then, as they waited, Xi Meng Pao turned to the three elders and said,
"Please, go and see what the trouble is."
Then they were thrown into the river. By this time, the bad officials could clearly see what their fate would be. Terrified, they fell to their knees before Xi Meng Pao and pleaded for their lives. Xi Meng Pao calmly and firmly said,
"The river spirit now has many guests. He must be happy now. We need not wait here any longer. Let us now leave."
Nobody speaks of the river spirit needing a bride anymore. The witches sought to gain power and status through the fear of others. A bride would lose her life, but for a righteous official. Xi Meng Pao saw the actions of evil and wisely turned those evil actions back on the perpetrators themselves. All on the banks of the river that day, knew that the magistrate delivered swift and just punishment. Thank you for listening to Ancient Tales of Wisdom on the SOH Network.
Thank you for listening to Ancient Tales of Wisdom. We here at SOH hope we will see you for our next installment on the SOH Radio Network.